Want a way to handcraft oceans, rivers, valleys, and mountains in Minecraft? Well, it's time to start painting worlds.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Welcome to OMG Craft. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. I'm your host, Chad Johnson, also known as OMG Chad. This week's tool is for map makers. When making something new, for friends, or when you want to share with the public, I like to start with a really good foundation. Minecraft flat worlds normally are too bland, although they're really easy to get started with, and just normal world generation can be way too random. I don't want to go find the perfect spot to start building. So here's a tool that will allow you to control everything in a really simple way. World Painter is very simple, but also powerful, and this is used for painting worlds. World Painter was created by PepSoft, a Dutch Java software development company. This works on PC, Mac, and Linux, so let's show it off. So, this is what World Painter looks like once it has loaded up. Now, let's first go over what you have at the top. You can either create a new world. This is a World Painter file, not a normal Minecraft saves file. You can import an existing World Painter world. You can save a World Painter world, or you can export so that Minecraft can read it. You have your undo, your zoom in and out, and a few more things along the top. These are all pretty self-explanatory. So when you, let's go ahead and click new just so that you can see what we got from the very beginning. You can choose dimensions, and these are in multiples of 2. So we could have 1024 here, which works out to be about a gig of blocks. And if you want to, you can make it a circular world, which I tend to like, just especially if I know that there's going to be boundaries to the world. You can choose your normal block height. Hill height, so let's do something crazy. Let's make this go up to 70. And you can see over in the side that the hills will match. And then you can horizon hill size. We could move that around. We could move that down. And then we could even have at what level normal water level is or what level the spawn area is. And you can kind of see it moving all around over there. This is generally what most World Painter worlds will look like. It's kind of hilly, but nothing too insane because you're supposed to go add that yourself. Let's just go ahead and create this world that I've kind of messed around with. And here we go. And if we zoom out, you can see that, yes, it indeed has created a circular world, which will just fall off into void if you go find that edge in normal Minecraft. Now, let's go over some of the tools that you have. You have a tool that will raise pyramids in the world. So let's just go ahead and click here, and you can kind of see that pyramid being raised. This is another pyramid raising tool, but instead of diagonal, this is up and down, horizontal and vertical. You can add water, and what this will do is, if I zoom in just a bit more so you can see the typography, this is showing some of the elevation. So if I click within this, it will fill all the water within that area. Now you can already see that because this is a top-down view, you're not getting a perfect representation of what is happening, and so you'll still have to export this every once in a while and jump back into normal Minecraft to kind of see what you're doing. You can do the same thing that you just did with water, but with lava. So if you wanted to create this as a lava area, you could. Next is to raise or lower height. Now, I'm using my scroll wheel on my mouse to make the brush size larger or smaller. You also have extra brushes over here, so you could do something with a lot more feather, a lot more of a hard edge, or a soft edge, or even different patterns. Let's go ahead and go back to this soft edge. If you go ahead and left-click, it will raise the terrain, and if you right-click, it will lower the terrain. This is how you start to really build out your game, and how you can see where World Painter got its name. You're kind of painting on areas here. Next is the flatten tool. What this will do is whatever elevation you have clicked on to begin with, it will flatten the surrounding elevation to match that that sort of plane of blocks. This is really good if, say, you want a plateau right here on the top of this mountain. If I click a few times, now I have a really good plateau. Next is the smooth tool, and a lot of people confuse the flatten and the smooth tool. Smooth will just make your hard edges less hard, and so it'll kind of blend everything together. I've seen a lot of people try to use the flatten tool kind of in a weird way. Smooth is actually what they're trying to achieve, and this is the best smooth tool I've ever found in Minecraft. Next is the raise mountains tool, and this will sort of raise a mountain in a specific area. If you click and hold, it will raise it up, and it adds some nice stuff like that, where it isn't like the pyramid tool. This is more for this sort of bulgy generation. Next, you can change the spawn point of the player. You may have seen this little red dot over here next to this mountain that I have made. And that is the spawn point of the player, so I could change it to wherever I want it to be. Another tip is to move around the map like I'm doing here. You have to reach over and on your keyboard hit the space bar, and then you can grab. It's kind of like a hand tool. You don't do anything with the mouse when you want to move it around. Next is the sponge tool. If let's say you want to get rid of some water, you can use the sponge tool to suck it all up. And finally, global operations, which allow you to do mass edits on your map. Now, this just doesn't only do base terrain. This can do things like frost, add forests and jungles and things like that. That's what these layers here on the side are. So let's say I wanted to add a jungle to my map. Let's go ahead and zoom in. If I click and... I was on this other selection tool. If I move to a normal selection tool... There we go. Sorry. I clicked the checkbox instead of the actual brush. So now I'm on the jungle brush, and I can just paint in a jungle biome here. These edges are normally really hard. If you go back in-game, it's not a nice gradient into the jungle biome. Jungle biome just kind of starts. But we can use this with, let's say, frost, which will add snow on top. You could add caverns, which will not show up on the top of the land, but will show up underneath as big holes. You can decide to add resources to those caverns down here. You can add resources, which will, of course, be your normal Minecraft resources. And I like swampland because this also turns water into swamp water, which is kind of a more green-colored water. On top of that, you have your brushes for painting on terrain. Let's say that I wanted this shape right here just to be dirt. I can choose dirt, and now I have a dirt brush which can paint dirt on top. We can also use this to kind of check out some of the other brushes that come with World Painter. That was kind of like a spray. Here's another sort of spray. This is a hard circular edge to add dirt. And you can do this with many, many different blocks, and you can add your own if you want in the custom terrain area. Once you are finished with your creation, and this looks like a horrible Kid Pix version of Minecraft, you can hit the export to a Minecraft save. And you have a few more options in here with resources, where your border size is, if it falls into void or generates water once the map is finished, and which world generation you should use. And I like to keep it on 1.6 Anvil. This will change with 1.7 because they are changing the world generation. And then you can also name it. By default, it's generated world. I'm just going to go ahead and keep that. And then you click export. And then it spends some time determining and crunching numbers to export your Minecraft save. This is going to dump it into the directory that you chose, which is by default, your normal Minecraft saves directory. Okay, and now it has finished, and it gives you sort of a little bit of a readout. It did take a minute and 40 seconds to export that. So now we can go ahead and minimize World Painter and bring up our normal Minecraft. And this will be in the single player area of your Minecraft game. So let's just go ahead and click single player. And there it is, generated world. And if we go ahead and open this bad boy up, you can see what we have created. We have our jungle over there. And over here is the pyramid that I made out of sandstone and then put frost all over it. You can see that the world height is a little bit too high. And these are things, like I was saying earlier, because you only have a 2D perspective, sometimes it's hard to tell depth and exactly everything that's going on. Once you get good at World Painter, you can easily see how you could get much, much better. This is the mountains that we created. You can see they have much more of a sheer face to them than just the hills that we were creating earlier. But this was really, really simple, just by using brush strokes and you know, playing around just a little bit, we were able to create a very interesting and hard to pull off in normal Minecraft game look to this world. If you would like links to download World Painter, head on over to our show notes at omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. You can subscribe to future episodes by heading on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. If for some reason you want to follow my personal Minecraft stuff on my personal YouTube page, you can head on over to youtube.com/omgchad. Thank you so much for watching. See you guys next time. Bye!